Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Immerse yourself in a whole new world when you go deep sea diving.
Oh, I've got the perfect outfit. This is great!
No one can find us under the water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me now.
What you doing?
I'm doing a radio show about scuba diving and talking about going to Fiji. By the way, got to thank Fiji Airways for taking my advice. I finally told them, well, they finally took my advice after several years. I said, look, you know, they're filming the TV show Survivor on Fiji. They've been doing this for the last, I don't know, at least 5 years, maybe even longer. And now the 50-year, season, 50th season of Survivor is being airing right now.
That show hasn't been on for 50 years.
It's been on. They've had 50 seasons. So they usually shoot two seasons.
So way too much.
Back to back. And they, you know, they stagger them, you know, year after year. So anyway, season 50 airing right now. Fiji Airways is all over it. They're finally promoting it the way they should. And I was like, I kept telling them at the Dima show, like, hey, let's do a big Survivor thing. Yeah, I mean, because they're doing the show, and I'm a big fan of Survivor. I've been watching that show since its inception, 50 years or whatever.
You're a pop culture junkie.
I think 20 years. And
you like stuff even when it sucks.
No, it's good. It's a good show. It is a fun show you can watch with the whole family. I enjoy it.
Is that the one where they're naked?
Well, the first season, yeah, Richard Hatch, who won the first season, he walked. Who's burping on the show? I haven't even brought the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad on the air, and they're already belching.
See, you gotta pot them down.
Dear God, who was that?
I don't think that was a belch, Greg. That was a
gag. No. That was my disgust.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So, Bubble Boy, or
you're turning his stomach already?
Yeah, Casey Tobacco
more
Nut,
hairball kind of thing.
Two days.
Come on, Greg. It's Bubble Man. Read.
Oh, Did Bubble Man. Read? Oh, that's
Bubble.
That's,
I am Bubble Man.
He has matured.
Behold, I am Bubble Man.
He doesn't sound like that at all.
He should.
But Jared the Diver Guy's here, and we'll get Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba with us today too to keep us in line. The only sane out of the bunch. Anywho.
Well, I don't know. After he heard you call them fruit bats, fruit flaps.
Heard?
I don't think he heard that.
I think he heard that.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the fruit bats possibly. But, you know, look, I'm glad they are promoting Fiji more prominently on the 50th season of Survivor, because I always thought
lucky to have you, Greg.
Well, I mean, I think it's been a huge opportunity for them. They, like I said, they've been filming the show there for the last 5+ years, probably more like 10. They got a permanent installment. They have a permanent base in Fiji for the TV show Survivor, and they don't just film American Survivor. They have Australian Survivor and all these other countries that do a version of the show, and some of those are filmed in Fiji as well. So
we should be on there as a team.
Well, you know, the thing I've been talking to them about is like, hey, let's do something at the Dima show and have a Survivor theme, do a big contest, you know, bring out Jeff Probst and vote somebody off the island or whatever. I don't know what we would do, but I've been bugging them about this for a year. So at least they're taking it, you know, making it more visible for Fiji.
So just to shut you up.
You think they did that just to be? Yeah.
You wore them down.
That could be. That very well could be. But they do have fruit bats there, and they are massive.
I've seen them.
Yeah. These things
did
are like.
Did you eat one?
Hell no.
No, I don't. You know, you don't eat them. Ideally.
I think you need to go back and listen.
They're a delicacy for some of the locals, yeah, but it's not.
I think you need to go back and listen to that little part in that segment, Greg.
You're thinking of Ozzy.
Well, yeah, he very well may.
No, you eat fruit bats. It's something they.
Well, I know it's a delicacy for some of the locals, but it's not.
Casey,
it is not very common.
I bet they don't really taste like fruit, so don't let that.
Oh, they might. I don't know. Fruity chicken.
That needs my garlic. Guess.
Yeah. But I don't even know what Jerry was talking about. Nasty. Listen to the segment about what?
Probably
Jerry.
Tastes like wild.
You didn't call it fruit bats.
What do you mean they didn't call it fruit bats? What are you saying?
You said fruit flats when you were sitting on top of the mountain looking down into the rainforest and you could see the fruit flaps.
Is he on drugs?
I don't know.
What is going on with
Bubble
Jared?
Boy or Bubble Man?
I will vouch for him. You said fruit flats in the fruit first flats? Segment, Craig.
Get the crap out of your ears.
You also said octopied instead of occupied, but we won't go into that.
Well, I meant to because that's how they pronounce it in Fiji.
You don't talk so good.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway,
you screw it up.
You guys didn't hear me right.
I see it.
So, anywho, look.
You eat the guano.
Okay. Oh, hey, who Brittany
said that?
Brown.
Who said that?
I don't. They have guano in their ears.
You eat Brittany the guano.
Yeah. Where did it come from?
Okay. Just quiet you.
Speaking of eating guano.
Uh-huh. So, anywho, I there's a thing on Fiji. Let's see, if we do something at the Dima show for Survivor. But
it is on the radar.
I'm trying to get them to, do this.
Is it on their radar or your radar?
Well, I've started talking to them about this specifically a couple years ago for the upcoming Dima show
in
New Orleans.
I will say yes, you did do that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. See?
He actually has brought that up.
Yeah. But I'm sure they took my idea and said, well, we'll do it on TV, but we're not going to do it here. But maybe, you never know. I've always thought it'd be fun to take the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and put them on an island and do the whole Survivor
just leave
thing.
Leave them there.
Well, that would be the thing.
Well, you're part of it there, CJ.
No, I'm in studio.
You're in studio.
Still part of it.
Studio.
Am I part of the squad? That's a good question. I'm a little unclear.
Well,
on
you're
myself.
Cobb Johnson. And
so I don't know if I'm part of the squad or...
You might have to be the Yon Island host. Maybe I'll stay back.
I'm not hosting that. I don't like that show.
You have to be the one to snuff out their flame and when they're voted off the island and into shark-infested waters to be eaten alive.
All right,
CJ,
but you're going to have
CJ,
to pay me a
you
lot.
Can snuff out my flame, buddy.
Whoa, wow. Whoa.
I was thinking the same thing. That's a very odd Lord. Choice of words.
Yeah, well.
Snuffing flames? I don't know about that.
I don't know. I do.
Huffing flame.
Things just got really awkward. That's all
I
was
sick.
Yeah, especially when Casey... Is Barry's not here right now, so I can
blame it on the chemo.
Okay, yeah, that's right. He is going through some stuff.
I think he just went full homo.
You know what? He may have, and drugs will do that to you.
I could
have been medically castrated.
Is that part of the side
effect? I don't know. All right, well, this is taking a weird turn, and I was just going to ask everybody where they store their keys when they go diving.
Whoa, none of your business.
Well, it may be an interesting segue, but it sounds like it's heading that way. We'll find out next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.